Do you speak like a rude person? You're probably thinking, no, of course I don't. Or some of you, with pride, are like, yeah, I do. Because we all know there are certain people who are like proudly buttholes.
Yeah, I don't.
Which usually is a shield for the person who's very sad about themselves, but whatever.
Or they're just an a-hole.
I do love being challenged to channel my inner butthole at certain times.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Like, for example?
Like when people are being rude. And then you give them that moment to be like, are you intentionally being rude? Like,
yes.
Did you want to?
Oh, you get to spar.
Yeah. So you get to show that you can be rude back. I do like that in certain situations.
Yeah, we've seen you do that a couple times. Like, oh, this is what we're doing.
Okay.
We've reached the point in our relationship we get to criticize each other's personal appearance and the way we behave.
All right.
Great.
Watch me take my gloves off.
I feel that. Uh-huh. I feel that for sure. These are 7 poor speech etiquette phrases you should never use. At the risk of being accused of being rude. Okay. Also, when I said that to you, I pointed at all of you. I'm sure that's rude, too. Number 1. Bet you say this, because everyone does. Do you want to? Like, do you want to go to lunch with me? Or do you want to go ahead and grab that and help me carry that to the car?
Nope, never said it.
You've never said, no, do you want to? What do you say instead?
May I allow you to go with me?
Never heard you say that.
Uh-huh.
Seems like a lie. Do you want to go ahead and try that again?
No, that's rude.
It is.
That is rude. I just say, do it, hoe bag, but only to men.
They say you should state your request directly. Don't say, do you want to, when they don't actually have a choice.
But that's still a request. Like, do you want to go to lunch? I mean, nobody has to go to lunch.
Well, that one is, but if you're in a management situation and go, hey, do you want to go ahead and empty out the refrigerator? When it's really more of a command.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's.
They say it's courteous to broach the request by saying, will you do me a favor? People like to pitch in, but they don't like to feel manipulated. I do not really hear a difference between those two.
Like, will you do me a favor and go to lunch with me?
That was just an example they gave on do you want to.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that one to me seems so much more benign than, hey, you want to go ahead and clean out the fridge?
Hey, do you
like,
want to
take? That's a task, not hey, like lunch.
Do you want to take the trash out?
Yeah.
I've learned I can't say that with the kids because they will say, no, thank you.
Also, it's a hell of a lot harder to tell somebody, no, I don't want to do you a favor. Like if somebody came to me and said, you want to do me a favor? No.
Though whenever.
That's tough. Yeah.
Whenever someone says, hey, will you do me a favor? And then they pause and don't say what it is. My thought is probably not based on how long the pause is.
Tell me what the favor is. Ask me. Like, you want to go to lunch? Is that the favor? Absolutely.
Right.
Do I want to clean your cat box? No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you should ask it as a favor either. I mean, if somebody needs to do something and you're the boss, then I can see where you might say, hey, you're not going to want to do this, but I need you to clean out the fridge. Fine. Like, yeah, that sucks, but yeah. Hey, you want to do me a favor and clean out the fridge? That's no different than, hey, why don't you go ahead and clean that out? Hey, do you think that'd be fun? You want to do that, I bet.
What if he just said, after you're done with this, clean the fridge out?
Yeah, just do it. Yeah, just say
that
what it is.
That feels rude.
It does, but
it's
just
very direct, say but what it feels it is. Rude.
It's weird, though. I would rather that, though. I'd rather have that.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're getting at on that list by the sounds of it. Just be direct.
Yeah.
So if I were going to say, hey, Steve, I'm going to send you something. You don't want me to say, do you want to go ahead and put that up on the screen? You want me to say, put this on the screen?
Yeah, that's totally fine.
I probably have.
Especially in an employment situation. Like, I understand that it's my job. Like, if you're sending me something and you want me to put it up on the screen, yeah, of course. You don't have to ask. You don't have to be polite and flowery about it. You can just be, throw this up on the screen.
I don't feel like either of them is that big of a deal.
No, I think
that's for sure.
I think rudeness is all stemmed in tone.
Yeah.
Really?
Even when I ask nicely, it's rude. Yeah. Number 2, here's the thing. You're not supposed to say here's the thing.
No, I've never said that either.
I mean, it's a verbal crutch. Doing but great. I've probably said that.
This phrase insists that whatever follows will be final, authoritative, and conclusive on the subject at hand. If you're offering an opinion, consider prefacing your remarks with, I think. My voice heard you're not supposed to do that. It's obvious it's your opinion. You don't need to say, I think. Also, I don't pay attention to that one either. I definitely say, here's the thing.
Oh, definitely. Me too. I also say, I think.
I'm sure I do.
Here's another one you're not supposed to say, right? For example, Well, it's the time of the season, right?
Oh, it's insisting that other people, like, agree with you?
Yeah.
Kind of thing?
We've never seen anything like this, right?
Wrong! You're wrong!
My mom when somebody adds a qualifier like that where she'll, to everything goes, does that make sense?
Oh,
does that make sense?
That is so rude.
I hate that because she'll say, yeah, you know, it really makes sense because blah, 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 blah. Doesn't that make sense? And I'm like, you just said.
Does she say it after, like, obvious things? Like,
yes.
If you're going to make a tuna sandwich, you want to have something in there to, you know, lighten up the tuna. It's not just going to be dry. Does that make sense?
Yes, she does that.
Like, so even on something where, like, yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We had somebody, Annette and I encountered somebody like that, like, back around our wedding. We were booking our honeymoon, and we ended up just going through a travel agent just because it was so much easier. Saved us so much money. But yeah, the same thing. The person that we were dealing with couldn't have been more helpful. But every single thing, she'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to send you your confirmation number. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And then when you get to the airport, you show them this. Does that make sense? And then once you're on the bus on the way to the resort, they'll give you a bottle of water. Does that make sense? Yeah, of course.
Yes. Yeah, it does make sense.
How would that not make sense?
No. It'd be one thing if you were explaining something that was really complicated,
right.
But, you know, pretty easy.
Years ago, when I thought I was going to do radio sales, I went to a radio conference it was a sales seminar for this guy to teach people how to be better at radio sales. And one of the big things he talked about was when you were presenting to clients, as you go along, as you're showing them, like, what you're going to sell them, like, you know, the gold, silver, or bronze package of this many advertisements for this much money, he said, as you're going, just keep, every once in a while, just stop and say, does that make sense? Fair enough? Or just say, fair enough? Because you get them saying yes, mm-hmm. and they don't want to say no. So for a long time, I was fair enough in everything. And because I really wanted to do well.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't work. Number four, the phrase you're not supposed to say. Well, figure out a way. Like, well,
I'm washing my hands of it, so.
They said,
figure it out. I mean, it is.
They say this is a complete conversation ender, and it's mean. Well, when you say it, you mean it to end the conversation, because you only say that to someone if they're complaining about something you ask them to do. Like when my kids say, I don't want to do my homework. I can't find a pencil. Well, better figure it out. In that case, I mean it as a conversation ender, and I want it to be a little rude.
Yeah.
But like, sometimes it's
find
just
a genie pencil.
But sometimes it's just that people don't understand something and they need it explained.
Well, they better figure it out.
I've seen that happen too.
Yes.
Like, oh, could you tell me that one more time? No, just figure it out.
You go, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's going to go.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Can you say that in a nice way?
No.
I use that when, like, you're trying to help somebody come to a solution about something, and every single thing, they just shoot it down. They shoot it down. They're like, well, no, that won't work because of this, and that won't work because of this. So then I just say, well, then I'm really out of ideas on how to help you, but good luck.
Yeah, which is the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
you'll find your own way.
You'll find your way.
Mm.
They say instead you should say, well, let's talk about it and figure out a way. We were already talking about it, and that person would, you only say that to someone if they're doing what Maitland said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, figure it out. Right?
Yeah.
For the most part. Hot wings is an example I've seen before.
I really enjoyed that about my last job, which was really high stress. But in the beginning, when they were just training me on how to be an executive producer, we worked with somebody who we called Mr. No, because he would shoot everything down. And they told me, I had to be the middle person between me and them and Mr. No. And they said, you can't tell us no, because he always will. So you have to find a way to do what we want. And that didn't mean that everything they wanted had to come out perfect from A to Z, but I could go to them and say, look, you wanted to ride in on the concert on, you know, Velociraptors. I can't do that. But what I can do is we got a salesperson at this Honda spot, and they've got some badass this or badass that.
Yeah.
And they're willing to donate whatever, whatever. And man, they were like, perfect. You didn't come to us with a no. So it was a really good way to challenge me with a stern way of saying it. But
yeah.
I didn't mind it, because now when we talk about stuff, especially like live shows and things like that, you come up with these ridiculous ideas. And if somebody immediately says no to you, it's like, well, I know that this is ridiculous. We're not going to fly in, you know, on dragons. Mm-hmm. But it's funny to think about it.
Yeah.
And then we find a way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they did say it to me in a way that I think if you could consider it rude. mm-hmm. but it was motivating.
Yeah.
I totally see that. I like the challenge.
Yeah.
Again, it's all tonality, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it really is. It's how you say that.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Number five on their list of rude phrases we're not supposed to say is one that everyone hates. I don't know anyone who's ever said, no, I understand when people say that. When someone says to you, well, it is what it is. Has that ever been comforting to one singular person?
That one doesn't bother me at all.
No, it doesn't bother me that much either.
It's
I mean, it depends on the context of it, I guess. If you're just sort of talking and rambling, I've wrapped myself up by just going, well, I guess it is what it is, you know.
Well, but in that case, more, I appreciate
it's
it.
It's more I'm talking to myself, I guess.
I need to land my plane.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
If you're using it just to finish a paragraph that is discernibly uninteresting, then yes. Gimme and is what it is.
But I've definitely said that to my kids and stuff too, where it's like they, you know, well, look, I don't know what else to tell you. It is what it is. Like you got to take the garbage.
They say instead of humming, you should say, well, it's tough and I understand why you feel that way, but you'll have to do it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried.
They say you shouldn't say the word obviously. Like not in the context of, well, obviously what you're thinking, blah, blah, blah.
I say obviously a lot. I think that's a really fun, sarcastic way of reminding people that this is obvious. And if you didn't know that, I'm going to point it out with a tone.
Like I would say this list obviously sucks, but it is what it is. If you want my honest opinion, JK, LOL, that's the seventh.
Does that make sense?
Does that make sense?
If you want my honest opinion is the final one.
Yes.
No, I'd like you to lie to me.
And then also they added or finishing something with saying, I was just joking. They say offer saying maybe instead of offering your honest opinion is perfectly fine. Saying sorry if a rude comment falls flat is far more productive than just saying, oh, I was just kidding. At least then you're owning it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. This all seems very nitpicky to me because I'm with you. Tone matters. And all of this stuff, we all do it. And I'm sure there are times where it's like, well, it's rude. Other times like appropriate.
Yeah. It's all how things are said. Not what's said.
How is just saying not on there?
Oh, because no one needs to be told that's an a-hole thing to say. No one who says just saying is an okay person.
Yeah, some of them are. Some of them, I think the things that bother me the most aren't necessarily rude things. It's just crutches. We've talked about it before. Mine is like, I immediately hate you if you say guess what after everything. It has always grated me. We had a next door neighbor kid that would always do that. Little kids, I think, do it a lot, but it was just like that.
Yes.
Hey, guess what? What? This. And guess what? I go, you don't have to keep doing that.
I have a bike. Guess what?
Yeah.
The worst
it has tires. Guess what?
Former NFL linebacker Bill Romanowski, when we'd have him on at the Super Bowl or when he'd call in, when we used to do more of that stuff.
Oh, that guy.
And I didn't realize it until one of you guys pointed it out. And then it's like every sentence, like, so when I was playing for the Denver Broncos, we would, guess what? Have a game every Sunday. And we would try to stop the offense from, guess what? Scoring points.
Yeah, he was, guess what, all the time. I'm like, positive I probably pointed that
you,
one
out. Do you want me to guess? Because these all are very obvious things, mm-hmm. and I feel like I would ace this quiz, Billy.
Should have just started guessing. Bake a cake.
But stupid things.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Go to Niagara Falls.
Guess what I have guess for sale what? At BillRomanowski.com. Clown outfits.
Yeah.
Little tiny pebbles. Rocks. Gravy.
No.
Churches.
Guess what? Supplements. Guess what they're made of? Guess what? God, that guy. Is he dead?
No, he's not dead.
Oh, that's too bad.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, the way you said that, it sounds like you want him dead. But
it certainly sounded.
Then you kind of confirmed.
It was phrased optimistically, wasn't it? You know, every time he sneezes, CTE bounces off the mirror, though.
Yeah.
That guy was reckless with his head for sure.
Boy, that guy.
I hope he's okay. I actually don't want him to be sick, unlike Hot Wings, who's an awful person.
Yeah, I don't care. He says guess what too much.
Guess what? We don't really want you to die. Just kidding. It is what it is.